funny thing happened on the way to Dane Allred. Love is Green. Love is a strange word. When we think of things we love, usually family is first on our list. Some people are easy to love, while some others make it difficult for anyone to love them. But when I started thinking about things I love after my family, I think I would have to say I love tinkering. I get my love of tinkering from my father. I didn't think we had much in common until someone reminded me I didn't fall far from the tinkering tree. It's true we've both cut trees in the forest, and I do like gardening while he prefers ranching, but when it comes to tinkering, I admit I have the same bug. We're both bargain hunters, too. Two stories will illustrate what I mean. First, and I love to tell this story, my father once found a great deal on a couple of pontoons. For the uninitiated, pontoon boats have these floating devices that hold the boat up. Dad got pretty excited since he is handy and creative, so he decided to build a houseboat. When he was finished, it was very nice, with a bathroom, a kitchen, places to fish, both fore and aft. The great part about his ambition with this boat happens when it finally meets the water. Dad had overestimated the weight the pontoons could float, but the boat didn't even make it out of the trailer. He could see there was a problem, and the way to fix it was to get bigger pontoons. Now remember, the reason for the boat was the good deal on the pontoons. So he had to buy bigger ones, and that boat turned out fine. What to do with the smaller pontoons? Well, only one thing, of course. Build another smaller pontoon boat, which also worked fine. So I made the connection when one of my friends pointed out my proclivity for tinkering. One of my favorite projects involved the windows we'd replaced for our house. One of the employees of the window company asked me if I wanted the old windows hauled away. If you listen closely to questions like these, the natural reaction is to say sure, but you should always try to find out the real answer to the question. So I asked the guy, how much is it to haul them away? He said, $100. I said, leave them. I knew I could find something to use them for, and I had a vague idea floating around in the back of my brain. I have always wanted a greenhouse. If you've ever priced them, you'd know they tend to be very expensive. Now, I had windows, and they were very nice double pane windows, which were still in good shape. So my tinkering mind began to plan, and after looking at some designs on the internet, I decided to design a greenhouse around the windows. That meant measuring, calculating, trying to decide just how big a greenhouse I could build. I had to decide if I wanted it tall enough to stand inside, and if I had enough glass to make it work. Designing around existing pieces of glass isn't much different than building a boat from the pontoons up. I decided on the shape I wanted it to be, and after making some pretty detailed plans, I began to build. I have never built a greenhouse before, and as the sides began to rise, I wondered how I could make it all stand up so I could screw it together. There probably are easier ways to build a greenhouse, and anyone watching must have wondered what I was doing. There was one point I didn't know if it would work, but with about $100 worth of lumber, mostly 2x4s and 1x2s, I had a perfectly serviceable greenhouse. It's not the most appealing looking thing in the world, but it works. It does need a little bit of heat assistance in the winter, but it stays 51 degrees, even in the coldest winter day. I installed a little adjustable wooden window, which opens and closes if it gets too hot, and it's controlled by a little metal lever, which is heat activated. I've grown flowers for the spring, banana plants, tangerine and lemon trees in the greenhouse. I usually start some of the plants in the garden in the cold of winter, and I've even sold some of those on eBay. Love is a strange thing. I love to stand surrounded by flowers and green plants in the middle of January with snow and ice all around the greenhouse I tinkered with until it was done.